Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The stock market's recent all-time highs could have some investors seeing warning signs, while others could be seeing a green light to invest more. How do we determine if new stock market highs should be feared or embraced? Wes Johnson is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina, to help us with this question. Wes, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me back on the show.
So let's just dive right into that question about fearing or embracing new stock market highs. I'm just going to guess that it kind of depends on if it's been a series of many highs that we just keep hitting or if it's a new high that hasn't been hit in a long time.
Well, Mike, it's pretty understandable to be a bit wary of new all-time highs, especially since our current market run is the longest bull market in history. But based on the economic data and some historical trends, we think the market has more room to run. There are plenty of things that could derail the market. You know, the China trade deal could fall apart. We've got lackluster economic growth in Europe and Japan. In the U.S., the corporate profit growth has stalled out. And then, of course, there's the upcoming presidential election that could impact the markets.
Okay, and so you mentioned historical trends. Last year, about this time, the stock market pulled back considerably. Now, is that a typical trend this time of year? Is that a typical type of occurrence in the fall? And are there any other historical trends at play here?
Well, you're right. The market got clobbered last year in the fourth quarter, but that's not typical. Usually, it's the middle of the year where we see the roughest patches, the second and the third quarters. But the fourth quarter is historically the best quarter of the year for the stock market, and that's followed by this first quarter. So if historical trends hold, we're in the beginning of the best two quarters for stock market returns. But last year, it didn't work out that way. We hit an all-time high last year on September 10th. Then the fourth quarter sell-off happened. So we ended up going just about a year after that all-time high where the market made no gains at all. It just went sideways. The law of averages should be on our side for the coming year.
But what about actual economic data? Of course, that's going to affect the market.
It will. And contrary to what you might see in the media, the U.S. economy continues to be on solid ground with no sign of imminent recession. GDP for the third quarter came in better than expected, and that is despite businesses' weak capital investments. With the ongoing trade war with China, businesses have been reluctant to make capital investments. So even despite the weak capital investments, our GDP number was better than expected. And the reason why? Consumer spending has been great this year. The average American household's balance sheet is as strong as it's been in a long time. And when Americans feel good about their household finances, they tend to spend more. And then if you look at jobs, the jobs numbers in October were solid, even with the General Motors strike, which is over now. And then there's the Fed. The Fed has cut rates three times this year in what they are calling a gradual mid-cycle adjustment. And historically, when we've had rate cuts that are now considered a, quote, gradual mid-cycle adjustment, the markets have responded well over the next year. So economic data, it looks pretty positive.
Okay, so we're heading into the end of the year feeling pretty good about the stock market and investing. Are there any things that should worry us or that we should be on the lookout for?
Yes, the biggest is the trade situation with China. We've been really close to an agreement in the past, only to have it fall apart. Hopefully that won't happen again, but both the U.S. and China, as well as the rest of the world, are feeling the effects of this trade war. And I think everyone wants it to end. And then in Europe, the Brexit situation is another issue that could cause a bump in the road. And then there's the election year. We've never made any changes in our investment strategies based on elections or politics, and I don't think we will next year, but the election could have a big impact on the economy. Right now, not many people seem too concerned about the country's deficit situation, and our deficit is huge. Regardless of who wins in 2020, it's probably safe to say that the deficit isn't likely to shrink, and it could get exponentially bigger. Now, in the short term, a deficit may not harm the economy immediately, but in the long term, taxes will have to go up and government spending will have to come down, both of which take away from GDP growth. Out-of-control deficits are more of a long-term problem for investments than an immediate problem, but if they're not addressed, the debt situation can cripple an economy for a long time. To sum it all up, we feel like there are more reasons to be optimistic about the next 12 months than there are to be pessimistic. So getting back to your original question, about the new all-time highs. Do we fear them or embrace them? We are embracing the all-time highs, at least for now.
Wes, thank you so much for your prognostication, your insight, and your time today.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Wes Johnson is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors in Charleston. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.